This is the first interview with Lila Yutz, and this is the second of two tapes. So, did you ever get to go up in one of the airplanes?
I never needed to.
No.
But we had one come down right on a post out there one time. It was foggy and damp, and they came down. I guess they were having engine trouble. When they came down, this post went right up through the... Oh. I bet it didn't hit anyone. It was kind of exciting.
So you had...
And some of the pilots, when they would come out there and land, you know, emergency landing, I used to get breakfast for them a lot. They'd come over and ask if I would get breakfast for them. And I would make pancakes, and was this on tape? Is this, would this be on tape?
Why?
Because, I guess it doesn't matter really. It won't have my name attached to it.
No.
I had a soapstone. Do you know what soapstone is?
No.
A soapstone foot warmer that they used to use in buggies, you know, they'd heat that stone and then put it in the buggy and put your feet on it to keep your feet warm. Well, there was one of those out there, and soapstone is the nicest thing in the world to bake pancakes on. So I got that and scoured it up and cleaned it up and real good. And I used to bake my pancakes on this soapstone. And those pilots would come over for breakfast, and I'd fix them pancakes and maybe bacon and eggs and pancakes. And they always would say, those are the best pancakes I ever ate in my life. Will you teach my wife how to make these pancakes? And of course I made them with cream. Mm-hmm. That was another thing, made them good, really.
Yeah.
Because I had a lot of cream, you know, on the milk cows, and I used cream for shortening in the pancakes. And they, some of them brought their wives out so that I could tell them how to make pancakes.
Really?
Yes!
No,
and I think that was a joke. That was always kind of a secret joke to me, because I never told them. But that was a foot warmer, and I don't think they ever knew it.
No, you shouldn't be embarrassed about that. Not now. The heat would kill anything anyway.
But it was really wonderful to bake them on. You didn't have to use any grease, you know, at all. And they just were so nice and light, and they were just... They just had fits over those pancakes.
Did the wives know that it was a foot warmer?
No. I never told them what it was. They wanted to know where I got it. Everything. They wanted to get one like it. To bake their pancakes on.
Was that something you had bought as a foot warmer? Or
it was just out on the place there when we moved there.
So how did you like getting electricity?
Well, I thought it was wonderful, because in those days, you know, you had to iron everything. Mm-hmm. The cottons, and not the kind of cotton that you don't have to iron. Mm-hmm. And I used to wash for some of the hired men, and my husband, and then when my son was in school, I had an awful lot of shirts done. And I thought that was wonderful, to have an electric iron.
How did you heat your iron before?
On the stove.
That would be a long, hard job.
It was. And I could have had a gas iron, but I was scared to death of them. My mother had a gas iron. She always used it. It had a little tank on it, you know, and you put gasoline in there. Mm-hmm. And then you light it down in the iron pipe, and it heated your iron, and They were really nice, but sometimes that gasoline would pop, you know, that the blaze would pop out, and that just scared me to death, and I never would have one. So I just did it the hard way.
And telephone, you had a telephone before electricity?
Oh, yes. We always had a telephone up there.
A party line system?
Yes. That was fun, too. I don't know. I guess it was fun. Sometimes it wasn't really very much fun, because lots of times when you wanted the line, you couldn't get it.
What would you do in case of an emergency?
Well, in the case of emergency, you'd ask, just say, may I have the line, please? It's an emergency. They were always willing to let you have it.
Now, was the Air Force base outside of Cheyenne during World War II? I mean, was it already there? Isn't it Air Force? Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And this emergency field was mostly, it was just mostly, that was before the days of jets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The small planes that used to carry the mail and everything. But it had lights all the way around it, and then this big beacon light that was very high.
How often would planes land there?
Well, not really too often, but I got breakfast for quite a few pilots and got acquainted with quite a few pilots that way.
Maybe you had a reputation as a good cook.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they just land on purpose sometimes. I don't know.
Now, did you do all your own sewing?
I never did sew very much.
Would you buy clothes at the stores in town or in
yes.
mail order?
Oh, I did a lot of household sewing. You know, in those days you bought the muslin, you bought the sheeting and hemmed your sheets, you know, and made your pillowcases.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't buy them ready-made at first at all when I started at the house. You just bought so many yards of sheeting. It was wide, the width of a bed, or the width of a sheet.
Mm-hmm.
But you had to hem it. You had to hem towels and a lot of things. Make curtains.
Do you think there was a lot of cooperation between people? Did they have barn raisings and things like that?
I think there always is in a rural district like this. I know the last few years we had one man that had cancer, or sick with cancer. The neighbors just went in and got his field ready to plant. Or they just
mm-hmm.
took their tractors. Everyone came in with their tractors, and maybe in a day they'd have his field all ready to plant. But they do that yet. If someone is ill or had some kind of bad luck, or if someone has a fire or anything like that, people are very cooperative. I mean, to help each other.
Mm-hmm.
that old fly is just buzzing around.
Oh, right.
If I get a swatter, it'll go away, I guess.
Yes, I know. The rules of flies. How about TV? When did you get your first television?
Oh, that hasn't been too long ago. Well, this is my This is my third one. First I had a black and white. Was after we moved in here. It probably isn't. Wasn't much more than 25 years ago. Then I had another colored one.
Mm-hmm. Have you always voted in national elections? Do you always vote for president?
Always voted.
Do you always vote the same? Have you and your husband always voted the same?
Well, I think pretty much.
Just
I don't know. Maybe not always, but pretty much.